Are you looking for answers to the unknown? Welcome to Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix and step into the magical presence of the metaphysical realm. Lisa will share the wisdom and musings from her own experiences, have intriguing conversations with other mediums and healers, in addition to exploring a wide array of topics and teachings on intuitive and mediumship development. Lisa will be taking your calls and inviting your friends and loved ones in the spirit world to share their stories with us. Raise your awareness as you are reunited on the level of love, and let's go live with Medium Lisa Phoenix.
Hello, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. It's a wonderful day in Southern California. Welcome to the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show. I'm Lisa Phoenix, your host, and my show is all about healing, mediumship, and energy management. And my special guest this morning is Paul Jacobs, spiritualist medium and tutor at the Arthur Findlay College of Mediumship in Stansted, England. We'll be talking about spiritual mediumship this morning and want to thank all of you who are tuning in with us today. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, please visit my website, lisaphoenix.net, and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook. I'm so excited to share my guest with you today, Paul Jacobs, who has been a spiritualist since 1983. The first spiritualist church he visited was Wolverhampton SNU Church in the West Midlands, England. In his own words, it was like coming home. He recognized that he had found something, but did not know quite what it was. The lady taking that first service was none other than Paul's own great aunt, Lavinia, whom he had not seen for many years. It came as quite a surprise, as he had no idea she was a medium. A few months later, Lavinia introduced Paul to Longton Church and Gordon Higginson. Gordon was not just president of the church, but also president of the Spiritualist National Union, principal of the Arthur Findlay College, and one of the first all-around mediums, and one of the finest all-around mediums in the 20th century. From that time on, Gordon became a personal friend and mentor, teaching Paul, and Paul's first public demonstration came in 1990 after 7 years of intensive development under the guidance of Gordon and Martin Young. For the next 2 years, most of his public work was combined with demonstrations with Gordon and Simon James, who was also under Gordon's guidance. 1993 was a very important year for Paul. In this year, he became a tutor at the world-famous Arthur Findlay College. This was a major step forward because for the previous 6 years, he had been organizing courses, and now he had to teach as well. Gordon passed to the world of spirit, and Paul took over as president of Longton Church. He also gave up his business to become a professional medium. Now, I really encourage you all to visit Paul's website at www.paul-jacobs.com. And you can also go to the Arthur Findlay College website at arthurfindlaycollege.org. That's arthurfindlaycollege.org. Paul, welcome. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well, Lisa. Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners.
Happy Valentine's Day.
To you too. I hope your heart's pounding away.
And first of all, I wanted to let people know once again that you are going to be in Los Angeles in what? It's like a few weeks now in the beginning
of March. Yes, 2 weeks' time.
Yes, March 3rd through the 5th. And I think you probably know more than me, but I think there's probably a few slots still open, but not many.
I think there's a couple of places left. Yes, yes. And also a public demonstration, which people can still book for as well.
Wonderful. And do you want to tell us a little bit about that and what you're going to be, the workshop's going to be all about?
Certainly, Lisa. It's called Soul to Soul Communication. So first of all, there'll be talks and tutorials on the understanding of what the soul is and the part it plays within the development of mediumship. But also there'll be very much a practical element on understanding where we're getting the information from, whether it's our own mind, imagination, whether it's on a psychic intuitive level or whether it's on a mediumistic level, because not everybody always knows the difference. And sometimes the psychic gets a little bit negative name. There's nothing wrong with the psychic level. It's a very important part of our work. The only problem I have with the psychic level is when somebody's thinking it's coming from the spirit world when it's not.
Gotcha. Yes. And then you are also going to be doing a seminar in Boston the following weekend, right?
That's true. That's true. Yes. Basically based on the same thing. Again, it's very much that I love to teach mediumship, not just the one-to-one, but demonstrating mediumship to the public is a very different ball game to working on a one-to-one private sitting with one individual. Because, you know, when you're working with an audience, you may have anything from 50 people to 1,000 people in the audience, but it's making sure that right communicator person in the spirit world gets to the right recipient in the audience. And I often see that doesn't happen. It's not that the medium's not in touch with the spirit world, but either lack of confidence or lack of training and discipline, they quite often let the wrong recipient claim the contact. And then that's based.
Yeah. No. And then it's usually a very difficult journey from there.
That's true. That's true. I mean, Gordon Higginson always taught me to trust and believe the spirit world first and the audience and the recipient last.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. But I do want to step back for a minute, and I want to give out the website for your LA visit, because you will also, in addition to the demo and the workshops, you're going to be doing private readings as well, right?
Yes, I managed to just to squeeze a couple of days, yes, to do some private consultations. So there's not that many available, but
okay.
So time-wise, yeah.
Okay, but let me just give it out. It's www.melindakirshner.com. That's MelindaKushner.com. So if you guys want to go, it's going to be a wonderful workshop. Would love it if you would join everyone there. And also, if you want to see the demo, you can also sign up for that and also private sittings. Now, Paul, what else do you have coming up and going on?
Well, what haven't I got coming up? We're so busy. My main thing is now teaching mediumship, and I have three major places I work from, which is the Arthur Findlay College, which you've spoken about. Then an ex-monastery in Holland called Swanenhof, where we do international weeks. We have a week there in August with myself, I think you know Mavis Patilla, and two other wonderful tutors from the college, Chris Drew and Jose Goschalk. And it's a week where we get many people come from the US and from Australia. So that's normally a great week there. So really every week is booked out. Then I have my own centre or small center at home in which is now in Germany, in Hanover. We do all courses there in German speaking, English speaking, Italian, Finnish, French. So very international.
No, that's wonderful. And then also you do also have like a closed progressive group, don't you?
Yes, I think in the beginning it's good to taste and experience different mediums, different teachers, to find which one you feel may be right for you and feels right with you. But then I think you need to do regular training with the same medium teacher or another medium teacher that comes under the same umbrella, because otherwise you can get confused by going to too many different ones, because sometimes they can conflict. So, but it's up to you to decide and choose what teachings and ways it will feel best for you, even though you can learn something from every teacher. There is that problem, though, of getting confused. And with a progressive group, I get to know the student individual and can really then discover and focus more then on their strengths and weaknesses.
And basically, though, the results, your aim, I believe, is to actually, at the end of the day, help them become their own teacher, correct?
That's right. I've got a whole team now. Most of my courses I run at the Arthur Findlay College, nearly all the teachers on my team are people I trained originally with their mediumship right from the beginning. I've seen them do the whole journey all the way through to being able to be accepted by the Arthur Findlay College as teachers. So when we work together as a team, even though we are all individual and got our own personalities and may have some different ways, we don't conflict. We complement each other or confirm. And the students now are really seeing the difference and the benefit of that.
And I think that it's also the way you've described it as far as someone working with the same person or the same group of people. I think it builds a confidence level that I think sometimes, you know, it's one of the biggest problems with people in mediumship is their lack of confidence.
That's right. You know, and often students say, you know, I say to them, what do you need from this week? And they say, we need confidence. In one way, it's difficult for us to give confidence. one has to gain. But this is why, you know, when they're taking a class, I always say to them, you know, stop putting the emphasis in the class on your results or performance. It's about what you can learn and experience from it to grow when you leave the classroom. That's what's important. And again, taking on board what Gordon said, you must have that trust. If you know you're mediumistic, then trust the spirit world. And even when people say no to you, don't allow those no's to affect you, because that quickly shuts the door. But then again, knowing a student, seeing them on a regular basis, you can help build that confidence by being able to bring out those strengths and work on the weaknesses and help them grow.
Gotcha. Now we're coming up to a commercial break right here. Thank you all. Stay tuned. You'll be right back. You're listening to Paul Jacobs and Lisa Phoenix. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Paul Jacobs, spiritualist medium. Paul, you know, it being like I guess you, even though it's Valentine's Day, and I guess a lot of people say this is like the month of love or whatever, it can be really hard for people sometimes, not just because of romantic relationships, because I just think that this is a time where people remember those, you know, that they've lost.
That's true, Lisa. And I think at times like this, when most of the world turn their minds to love, also, you know, like at Christmas time, I feel the veil between the two worlds becomes a little finer and the spirit world draw closer to us.
And that's perfect, because that's what I wanted you to talk about.
I must be psychic.
Yeah, you must be. Can you share with people who may not know about, do you know what I mean? We're not talking to students so much here, just but people who miss their loved ones.
That's right. You see, often, you know, we think about the spirit world being up above or down below, or we, you know, because we live this life by physical measurement, we think of the spirit world being a million miles away. And the expression I use is that, you know, the spirit world and our people are closer than our hands and feet and nearer than our breathing. And they're only ever a thought away. When that thought or that desire from our feelings, our heart goes out, their spirit world respond and they're there with us if we have that need, even though we may not always feel that presence ourselves.
Gotcha.
Ahead. Yeah, you know, wherever there's love, because love can never die, and there can be no separation. Even physical death cannot separate that bond of love. If they've loved you while they were here, they're going to continue for eternity in those other realms we know as the spirit world.
And a lot of times they are trying to get through to us and we just don't realize it.
That's right, because it's so often so subtle in the beginning, especially those who may not understand mediumship or feel they have that ability. Even people who are not really going to be able to develop mediumship fully can experience their own loved ones. You know, it may be, say my mother, she used to say to me, Paul, she says, I know your father's been with me. She says, because I could smell him. He had that particular smell. And I always smell that when I need to be close to him. Sometimes people may just feel a touch on the shoulder or turn around to think there's somebody there. And they don't know whether it's an imagination, but often it is their loved ones saying they're close to them still.
Gotcha. Now, for people, I kind of wanted to shift it here a little bit so that you could then, for people who don't know a whole lot about mediumship, if you could explain the philosophy to us.
Okay. So mediumship, it has to be something that's there within you. It doesn't mean that you've always got to be aware of that mediumistic ability or of the spirit world. It may be you may be adult well into life and still had no experience. It does not mean it's not there. It may be lying deep within, has not been awakened, even though many of us have been aware all our life in one way or another, but that doesn't have to be the case. And quite often that awakening comes through some sort of experience in life. It may be an emotional experience, it may be a health experience. I know in myself, mine awoken when I nearly physically destroyed myself because of the material and physical problems I couldn't cope with. And it's if it were to woke this ability and the presence of the spirit world making themselves known to support me through it. So often something can trigger it off. I think, you know, Mavis Petila, Mavis was nearly on death's door. And
yes.
It was that awoken the mediumistic ability within her. And as we said, we've got to make sure there's a difference between the mediumistic and the psychic. So because the psychic really means the soul, everybody has a soul.
I was just going to say, the awakening of the soul.
That's right. So the soul, the soul really, it comes from part of the word, a Greek word, psychic. which means the soul. So everybody has a soul. So everybody can be psychic, intuitive, can be aware of people within this world on different levels, emotional, mentally, spiritually, and physical. I mean, particularly mothers, you use it naturally with your children. You know when there's something wrong. It's like an extension of that. And I don't believe there's a limitation to how good anybody can be on that with the right attitude and the right type of mind. The mediumistic level is slightly different. It still works through the soul, through the higher mind and the emotion and that power of the spirit within, but just moving on to another level of consciousness. And because we're all spirit here and now, we don't have to die to be spirit, then we can all have certain experiences spiritually, but not everybody will develop it to the degree where they can turn it on and off and use it in a constantly.
Gotcha. And why do you think there's such a, you know, there's a kind of a thing, you know, with like, is it psychic or mediumship? Do you know, it's kind of developed into like a little war or something
That's right. And there's not this, you know, I don't understand this. I think maybe because of maybe silly fortune telling, the psychic's got a negative name. I can remember when I was a student saying to Gordon Higginson, when I'm ready to start work professionally, I'm only going to see clients who've lost somebody to the spirit world. Uh-huh. And he got rather upset with me. And he says, and who are you to decide that? And I says, what do you mean? And he said, somebody who's grieving for the loss of a home, a business, a job, a family breakup, a relationship, entitled to help, just as somebody who's lost somebody to the spirit world. But the thing is, we don't need the spirit world to help us with that. We can do that through our own soul on a psychic level with the soul of the client.
Exactly. And I would think that the best mediums, in a sense, would use a combination of the two.
Yes, I mean, that's right. There's a common phrase, common saying, every medium is psychic, but not every psychic is a medium.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and actually a lot of people who come in to develop have this desire to go straight into developing the mediumistic aspect. And really the psychic aspect is the foundation because, you know, it's through the soul on both levels. And I have to say to my students, if you look at the soul as a muscle, doing the psychic exercises will strengthen that muscle, which then in turn will be an advantage and a help when it comes to moving onto the next level with the people within the spirit world.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And I think sometimes people just misunderstand.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. See, the thing is, I mean, if you cannot understand the soul of somebody in this life, how on earth you can understand a soul that's discarded this physical body and left it behind? It's not possible.
Exactly. And I know that you are a real big believer in that people need to know themselves and to know their own soul.
That's right. Because like I just said, if you want to understand the soul of a client and on all their levels of their makeup and being and understand the makeup and all the aspects of the soul within the spirit world, again, you cannot do that unless you truly can understand and communicate with your own soul. So that has to be the foundation to all development, whether it's psychic or mediumistic.
And how can you give suggestions on how people can start doing that? Getting to know their own to the level that they need to.
See, a lot of people do want to do courses to do that, which, yes, we can, where we can maybe give you guidelines or exercises. But at the end of the day, really, it's a very personal journey. You've really got to be able to go within oneself and really open the doors to the total aspect of yourself in all its colours and glory, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the positive and the negative, and look how you can change that, understand that, accept the positive, the negative, release things that you've held on to. It's actually, if you're doing this work, it's an ongoing process. Never stops. It never stops. But there has to be very much a personal journey with it. But certain techniques or certain practices may help people. It's finding the right one for you. Mine was simply, I used to go to a group once a week, and we used to do it collectively as a group by just being able to become aware and activate our own power within our soul, look at the emotional aspects, the physical aspects, even the mental aspects, and the aspects of my mind, the way I think, the way I see things. Then we'd have to do that every day on my own. And there's no time limit set. But after about 12 months of doing that, Gordon Higginson turned around to me and says, you're now ready to begin your development. He very much believed there had to be this self-development and awareness first. So in that 12 months, I was not even allowed to do one psychic exercise, let alone try and get in touch with anybody in the spirit world.
Yeah, no. Well, it makes perfect sense because, you know, if you're practicing mediumship and or psychic readings or something, and like say you have an issue with something, do you know, when you're giving somebody else a reading, it can be colored with own stuff. So
that's true. I can remember one day I had 8 clients to see, and every single client was really more a psychic reading to do with relationship problems. And I thought, this is the last thing I need to deal with. I can't even deal with my own, let alone everybody else's. But I had to be strong enough and override my own issues and things to be able to be of help to those people. And then it also woken my mind, you know, because I kept thinking, oh, I'm not relationship problem again. And then, I suddenly realized, though, if you have 8 clients with a relation problem, then the story behind each one is different.
Right.
That's the difference. And it's understanding the story behind the difficulty and the problem, which helps you then give the guidance and help for them. And then when we are giving guidance for them to go forward for the future, we're not predicting the future. We're giving enough information to guide them for what the right potential will be for their decisions for their life.
Right. Okay, you're listening to Lisa Phoenix Live and my special guest, spiritualist medium Paul Jacobs. We'll be right back after commercial break. Stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, spiritualist medium Paul Jacobs. And Paul, we've talked a little bit about how we learn to be in our own power through communicating and getting to know our own soul. So now, can you share with us a little bit about getting into the power of spirit and sitting in the power and all that good stuff?
That's right. You see, what we're first to understand is that the power of the spirit is not something separate from us. It's there within us. That is actually the spirit is actually the power of life that's there with us. And there's no separation. So it's just opening and activating that power within you becoming a reality. Then it's more than changing that level of a consciousness. It's about the higher mind rising above the conscious mind to make that awareness, put that power within. And this is why you have to develop and strengthen that power by knowing your own power and being able to be one with your own power, because that is the fuel that will make that communication work between the two worlds.
Gotcha. So now talk to us a little about shifting our consciousness.
That's fine. Yes, certainly. It's only normal because we live in a physical world. Our conscious mind is the most prominent aspect. Even though we can't put the minds in particular places, I always say to my student, put your conscious mind at the on the forehead at the front, your subconscious at the back of the head at the base, and then put the higher consciousness in the center of your being, your soul there. So when I'm communicating with the spirit world, that's where my focus is. I say to students, swallow your brain, but imagine your brain in your stomach. And that's where you've got to communicate from. But again, not through words, but through your feelings and your emotions. Then that information will flow through with that power into your soul, to the higher mind. That's where you will receive it. It then lifts then into the subconscious. And then from your subconscious, then using the faculty of the imagination, will then manifest onto your conscious mind. But you see students sitting there, closing their eyes, straining away, screwing their faces up, focusing on the third eye or their television screen, and all they'll do is give themselves a headache or cause a barrier. So it's being able to focus within the center of your being for the higher mind.
And I think that's a really good thing to tell people, because I'll first up with you. I've been there where I've been sitting in a room trying to focus on my third eye and everything else. And I think a lot of people just don't understand because it's not the way that they've been taught.
I think if people, and I've done this naturally even before I came in this subject, all my life, it doesn't matter what I've been doing or what environment I'm in, besides physically with my conscious mind taking in and experiencing what I'm doing and a part of, I've always naturally tried to feel what I'm experiencing, where I'm experiencing, who I'm experienced with, and how I feel and react to those experiences from the center of my being. So when it comes to mediumship, it's quite easy and normal and natural for me to stay there at the center of my being and listen and communicate with my feelings, because that's the base point of the communication, whether it's the soul in this world or the next. The emotion is the base point.
Okay, so the emotion's the base point. And then would you say different people have different levels of some of the other clairs that they use?
That's right. Yeah, you see, again, because we live in this physical world by measurement, we keep wanting to separate them, and you can't. They're all part of each other. So what will happen is the soul blending with the communicator from the spirit world, even if your conscious mind doesn't recognize it, it comes as a feeling first, and then depending at that moment or time on your energies and faculty, it will then lift and then change into the thought picture or thought word, or otherwise you just have to interpret those feelings. But if you get the real soul-to-soul blending, you don't see anything, you don't hear anything, you don't have to interpret the feelings. It's just like you become them within you, and you just, the words just come. But I want to add, though, even though I say you become them as if they're inside you, they're not inside you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, please clarify that.
Yes. Yeah. Your body's the temple of your spirit, nobody else's. they can't do that. So it's really that. So, like, clairvoyance has always been my strongest faculty, but there might be times when that drops. So I have to then rely on the other clairs. My clairaudience works strong, and my clairsentience seems to drop down. But you'll find, you know, a good medium will use all three aspects. But I think what students got to be careful of is that when they first develop, because one aspect might seem stronger or they feel more comfortable, they restrict the spirit world to that one facet.
Gotcha.
When I demonstrate, I give no restriction to the spirit world how I want to receive it. I don't care whether I sense it, I see it, or hear it. And I find it's normally a mixture of all three, even though one might be a little bit more prominent. But if I've got to do a contact and I'm restricting to just seeing clairvoyantly, and that faculty is not strong at that particular moment, then I'm going to be stuck if I don't allow the spirit world the freedom to use the other clairs.
Gotcha. And then and when people are training, isn't it sometimes that I think you said when you're using them, but when you're training too, it's kind of like maybe one will pull back while another one is being worked on?
That's right. You'll find mainly it's the clear sense, sensing the feeling and the emotion side that is the most prominent to start with, even though there's exceptions to the rule. So I don't ever think that's for everybody. But then again, it's the foundation to it all, even though clairvoyance has always been my strongest. But like I say, it's like me focusing on my third eye, trying to see something. It's that feeling, and then that feeling lifts, because they need to use the faculty of the imagination to create it onto your conscious mind. William Blake, have you heard of William Blake, the artist,
yes,
poet, philosopher? He wrote the words, the imagination is the gateway to the spiritual dimensions. And I think that's absolutely wonderful, brilliant words. But Gordon Higginson said, but we don't want it to be our imagination, though.
Yeah.
But if we stay in our heads, straining, trying away too hard to see something or hear something, then what we will do then is probably create some imagery or words out of our in our own conscious mind through the imagination, and will become imagination.
Gotcha. And Paul, speaking of Gordon, do you have a couple like of your most memorable experiences with him you could share with us?
Well, Gordon was a medium, every aspect, whether it was demonstrating medium, psychic medium, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. He was a trance healer, and he was probably the last of the great physical mediums. And I was privileged to witness that, where I looked up at the ceiling, and as I looked up at the ceiling, these roses were apported and came falling from the ceiling into the room. And in the physical voice, it was a gentleman in the spirit world who wanted to speak to his wife and brought the roses for their wedding anniversary. And these roses had still got the dew on them from outside.
Wow.
That sort of mediumship is not about today.
And what a great story for Valentine's Day.
Yes. I just thought about that, yeah. But the strangest thing was, it was the first time I'd been to one of his physical seances, and I was sitting there, and I was sending the thoughts to my father, can you please try and come in this seance? Can you try and communicate? Can I see you with my own eyes? Can I hear you with my own ears? And clairvoyantly, which is very rarely, I saw my father, and he brought me these roses, and I thought, what's he done that for? And then this happened in the seance, so I think what my father was trying to say was, I can't come in the seance, so I'm bringing you the roses myself.
Wow. And yeah. that's the thing about spirit. They, I almost want to say they'll take care of it. Do you know what I
that's
mean?
That's right.
They take care of us, and they know what's needed.
Even that's true. That's true. And that's important, the need. But also, I think we forget the intelligence. We keep on about proving the reality of the eternal spirit. And we keep forgetting that what we're supposed to be also trying to give evidence of is that there's another mind, there's another intelligence that survived physical death that's beyond that communication. And so I think this is the point we're missing in some understanding to do with mediumship and what mediumship is about.
Is yes, and I really think it's people need to know that. Not only the people who are studying, but the people who are the sitters, you know.
That's right. You know, I mean, what we've got to look at, and this is sometimes I wonder if we're failing. Yeah, we can do wonderful work in helping people with the problems of their life. We can do a lot of to help people to do with their grief and the missing and of their loved ones in the spirit world. But what we've got to realise is the greater message behind that. It doesn't matter whether it's an inspirational talk, whether it's healing, whether it's mediumship in the evidence, it's about that communication touching the sitter of the individual, that information touching the sitter or the client or the recipient in an audience, touching the soul of them and bringing awakening within them of that eternal spirit, that eternal power that's within, that can never die. And I think at times we're failing to do that.
And I think, too, though, it's not just a failing, but on other times, there's so much stuff that goes on, people don't really understand what's really going on.
That's right. There's not enough education behind it. And this is where, in a way, the spiritualist church is important, even though a lot of people today are against Orthodox religion or church. But at the end of the day, our churches should be providing the education and teaching to the general public, not just about mediumistic contacts or developing mediumship. It should be about the spiritual teaching that's behind it.
Very well said. And we will be right back in a moment. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, spiritualist medium Paul Jacob. Stay tuned. Back in a moment.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, spiritualist medium Paul Jacobs. Hey, Paul, we're getting down on time, but I just wanted to ask you, is there something today that you would like to say to everybody or that you would like everybody to know about mediumship? Or?
Yes, certainly. What we've got to first accept and understand that just focusing our life, whether we want to be a medium or not a medium, is that there's more to us than the physical existence and our expression. This, what we have and experience in the physical world, is only with us for a short time. It's that what we experience and express of the reality of the spirit within us that's important. And it's understanding and finding those qualities, whether it's as a medium or in any other aspect of life, the qualities and that what your spirit needs to express. And every aspect of expression, whatever walk of life is as important as the next, does not make you any more special because you're a medium. Every aspect is important. And if I look at all the people who come for private sittings and their problems, everybody's problem in life is the same. Their circumstances may be different, but the problems are the same. They're not expressing and living in their life what their soul needs to express, mainly because they're scared of living. So I often think my job now is not to take away the fear of death, but it's to take away the fear of life and expressing.
Yes, because in mediumship really is about life. It's not about death.
That's right. That's right. I thought it was about death when I first began, but I've had to change. And it's definitely about life. But the trouble is we've got to live life here. It's a continuous journey. It's not like we have this existence here, then there's a pause and it stops, and then it's a total different life. It's a continual journey of expression. If only people could understand, and it's hard in this physical world and our conscious mind to understand, that this earthly life is like a grain of sand in a desert to eternity. And I think if we could understand that, we wouldn't make this life so hard and difficult and problematic as we do.
Very well said. And Paul, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
Thanks for helping all of us just kind of get better understanding, you know, of what mediumship is. And again, I want to encourage everybody to visit Paul's website at paul-jacobs.com. You can also go to the Arthur Findlay College website at arthurfindlaycollege.org. And again, I'd love to remind you guys, if there's a few spots left on Paul's Los Angeles workshop, and that's going to be from March 3rd through the 5th, there's also spots left if you want to go see him demo here. And again, also a few spots left for some private readings. Please go to www.melindakushner.com. That's MelindaKushner.com. And again, I want to thank all of you listeners out there for hanging out with us today. Live with Lisa Phoenix is on every Sunday at 1 p.m., which is 10 a.m. Pacific time. So please tune back in with us next week. Thank you so much, Paul, for being on the show.
Thank you, Lisa, and happy Valentine's to everybody.
Happy V-Day.
And just remember, everybody is loved because God loves everybody.
Yes, thank you so much. Very well said.
Thank you, Lisa. You take care.
You too.